News Radio KFBK.
Welcome back. Thanks for staying on board. John McGinnis with you, News Radio KFBK. Very happy to have in studio a couple good folks from the Sacramento Metro Chamber of Commerce. Their chief president and CEO, Peter Tatia. Actually, I'm going to say your name right, and then we'll just go back to the way everybody else says it. Peter Tataishi.
There you go, John.
Also known as Tatishi.
Yeah. Love it.
Nobody knows who that guy is, Peter Tataishi.
No, they don't. My family doesn't know who that is. So.
But welcome, Peter. Great to have you back.
Thanks for having us.
And Erica Taylor joining us for the first time. Erica is the program chair for this year's Cap to Cap.
That's right.
And also is with the Golden One Credit Union. So thank you for being here.
Thanks for having us.
So tell me, I understand this is not quite the biggest ever, but number two, and it is number two by choice, right?
That's right. So, yeah, this year is our 47th annual Cap to Cap program, and we have 360 delegates going back with us. So we've gone as high as 417, but that became
too many,
and so we've cut it back to 350, and then we hit 350 too quickly, so we had to kind of open the doors a little bit to get to 360.
For the people out there listening right now, what might be something that they really truly want to know about? I know you have your priorities. We're going to get to those. But in terms of something that they may want to talk to somebody part of the contingent about this of importance to them as a business person or a member of the community, could you please work on this? Is this an opportunity for everybody's concerns to be addressed?
Absolutely. And that's the real reason why we do this is this brings the whole six-county region together, including the business community, right, our local governments together, our community leaders together, to really have that larger conversation and actually go back to Washington with one solid, unified voice. So the businesses that are part of the Metro Chamber or part of the business community at large, they absolutely influence how we come up with our policy papers and position papers that we take back to Washington. So when you look at our 12 different policy teams, you're looking at 39 different policy papers that we developed with over 100 asks specifically to either have regulatory reform or fixes or dollars, candidly, to come to our region to do priorities that our region needs to see its economic vitality enhanced.
So what are the top priorities this year?
So this year, our top three priorities are regulatory reform. We want to look at, you know, from NEPA standards to Army Corps, Fish and Wildlife, just looking at how we actually apply regulations evenly across the board and across all states and regions, to also then looking at healthcare and ADA. And so regulatory reform is our number one priority issue. Our number two is infrastructure investment, looking at how the federal government is providing for our infrastructure. And we know that this administration has made infrastructure a priority, and we have a lot of shovel-ready projects here in our region that would actually stimulate jobs and help with our long-term growth. And then our third one is our workforce and education investment to make sure that we have the funding necessary to keep our pipeline growing from across the board, from four-year universities, Pell Grants, and all the way down to vocational training and looking at what are the needs from the businesses for the kind of workforce that we need in our future.
Very good. So, Erica, what's your function? What's your role as the program chair? What are you going to be?
As the program chair, I've had the honor of leading the efforts thus far to plan the program as we're back there and also help kind of rally the troops and get the delegation going. And we have an absolutely fantastic delegation this year. I'm proud to say we have more than 90 freshmen joining us. Those are first-timers on the program. It's going to be a great experience for them. And 67 elected officials have decided to take the time out of their schedule to join us and do this work and join us back there. And they represent all of the local jurisdictions from the six-county region, and that's part of what makes Cap to Cap so special. It is the joining together of regional forces to present one voice in Washington, D.C.
I can tell you from my years of going, it also improves or increases the likelihood that when you're back in the Sacramento area doing business, you know who to call because it's somebody you've dealt with on Cap to Cap and established a relationship there. And so many times, there's a common benefit to come from a certain effort. Sometimes there's conflict, but overwhelmingly, I find that there's a common benefit to be served by all if they work together and maybe even address some of the challenges that could exist for some. So good stuff. And I would say this, you're going to have a lot of independent personalities. And so somehow the phrase herding cats keeps coming to mind for me. So I think that's going to be a part of your charge, I have to believe, Erica.
It is. However, I'm not alone in that charge. The amazing, incredible people at the Sacramento Metro Chamber really have this program dialed in. Yeah. It is a first-class organization. The program is very well run. And I know everyone's going to have a fantastic time.
Good. And when does it happen? When does it start?
So we're actually flying. The first group flies Friday. Most of the delegates are flying back on Saturday. And then we begin a team meeting Sunday. And then we are on the Hill all over Washington, D.C., Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. And I'd be remiss if we didn't thank UC Davis Health, who has helped make sure that this program is as successful as it possibly can. They're our presenting sponsor this year for the Catch the Cat program.
Very good. I know that from past experience, and I've heard speculation as to what goes on there, what are people doing, but I can tell you that the meeting schedules are very, very ambitious. You're running from Sunday morning to pretty much till going home time.
That's right. We have over 250 meetings across the Hill and with the administration. And, the teams, again, only 12 teams. So when you divide that math, it's a lot of meetings over 2.5 days, running up and down and really trying to get all over Washington. Our folks usually come home very tired, not from the traveling, but from the actual work that they're doing on behalf of our region.
Who, besides the members of the House, will you be meeting with any Senate folks?
So we have meetings with both of our state senators, Senator Feinstein and Senator Harris. We have meetings with different Senate committee staff and other Senate officers for chairs and ranking members of committees. We have meetings across the administration from Department of Commerce, Department of Agriculture, EDA. We kind of look at pretty much every administration has some effect on some of our 12 different policy teams, and so they're meeting across the board. This year is unique because, candidly, there's not everyone in place that, we'd want to be meeting with. The Trump administration has not been able to secure all of their appointments. And so that means that as we're going back there, we're meeting with acting or sometimes hopefully to be secured, deputy secretaries or things of that nature. And that just makes the reason why we're back there so that much more important. We have a lot of new faces who don't know the Sacramento region, and our needs are so important that we have to go back there and educate this administration on our region.
Very good. Well, hey, appreciate what you do. Thanks for taking it serious, and I know you do. It's a lot of work. And remember, herding cats. Just remember, you're going to think of the time to yourself.
Thanks, John.
That's
thank
it
you.
For us. Thank you so very much for being here. Erica Taylor, Peter Tatishi. Thank you. Safe travels to